So, I know we all played games, more than likely most of us played games like Grand Theft Auto, you know, those games you could free roam, right? Now, you got a million people, but it's probably about three or four you can actually interact with. Now, if you're on the track trying to build something, that's the pace you have to go for time being. Reason, you cannot be into everyone else's pot while you're trying to focus on you. The key is focusing on you. You have to focus on you. Start looking at things you never tried before. You never know what you might like. You probably haven't found your niche in life yet. It's probably a certain way you're supposed to move that you didn't see it. That's the whole thing with finding yourself from within. And with our way of life, we don't see it as much because we style everybody else's shit, because that's the American way to take and mix it in like it's yours. We gotta start being unique, innovative thoughts. Well, even if your thought first piggybacked someone else's idea that became success, that's a mastermind. Someone who can capitalize off of someone else's invention, create, remix it, craft it to their liking, and the way it works for them. Mastermind. We have to start getting more business minded. We have to start making packs with the ones closest with us. Start forming bonds, financial bonds, a little bit of trust with it. Brings people together more. When there's something at stake for some reason, builds a lot more trust when the people are coming in together honest. It's time that we, as people, especially us young people, because we're for some reason having children so young, we have to get wiser younger. If the children are coming out younger, we have to get wiser younger. You know what I mean? We have to. Why not educate yourself? Education is key to success. Why would you not educate yourself? We could not learn for 200 years. You can learn for 200 years. Not counting majority of the time, no one teaches anything now. So we can learn for what, 300 plus years. We haven't been learning anything that could get us ahead. We had books that matter none. School textbooks matter none because they're not helping us get ahead with life. They give us the basics, but our parents could have did it. Majority of them did. Know what I mean? This time, think about it like this. We came out of right at the Civil War. Most jobs were getting took by blacks. Business-wise, business were opening for everything. People were making pine cone earrings. Now, it's starting to spring back. It's time. Now, do we stay programmed, or is it time we reboot? You have to be feeling it. Something deep inside, like, something ain't right. And you know what it is. You've been wasting life. How about you, four other close associates? I mean, even friends on the street, it could be your mother, your brother, your cousin, your sister. Every week, put something to a bank account. You all agree to a set price that everybody commanded, and don't get mad when some of them, the people might not be able to make it that week. That's the point of carrying each other, picking up slack. Because at the end, it's all the same goal. It's all gonna get to the same place. You can say, damn, well, that's simple. Well, we're not doing it. We're not doing it. You know who are? Other races. You know who get ahead? Other races. Why? Because we think setting goals is something that's superstition in the black community, setting goals. Or having realistic big goals, like big dreams. It don't seem realistic unless you rap or play basketball or sport, period. You got a box or... You know, we are so more than that. They are finding groundbreaking scientists that are teenagers in Africa. The sun hit different there. You know what I mean? If we got a reboot, would be one of the initial steps also would be with our diet. How couldn't we? For one, our bodies are not graveyards, right? We consider all aspects of life because it is sustenance to something on this earth. So therefore, we are all linked to the divine. We are all a part of the divine's essence, so we are all linked to the divine. Everything is equal. Every living thing is equal. Plants, birds, tigers, gorillas, you name it, it's equal. You are not over anything, do you get it? Just because there were points in time where men got in control from deceit does not make it right. It's like gravity. You can get upset with gravity all you want. You jump off a building, it'll bust your fucking head open. You can't play with it. It's a divine law. Same thing. But people can tend to play with it. At the same time, chasing materials, stripping their soul. Now, it cannot matter now to you. It cannot matter to people who don't believe it. But we know it's in our inner being. You feel it. Something that gives you more. What is giving you that inclination? What's stopping you from bashing an old lady head and more? What gave you that? Same thing that created you. Huh? Same thing that created you. Now, think about this. We eat all type of acidic foods with the alkaline system. We follow a European diet which is made for a sulfur body structure. When you are being a selenium, intestinal flora, you need to keep nourished, just like with the melanin is in your system, you need to keep nourished. You must understand, right? if I conquer your great-grandmother, everyone damn won't believe in what I believe in. You would cease to remember the things that your ancestors, the divine knowledge they would have gave to you. There were, let's say, people put in position to make sure that this type of knowledge did not get out, especially the Egyptologists. Just think of it. They didn't know that these artifacts they were finding were from Africans. How could we ever believe that? As you can see, majority of the people that teach something spiritual is looking for some type of gain or with some type of group that have hidden agendas, more than likely. Every group has its hidden agendas, right or wrong. We have to cut from that. Everyone is, again, if everyone is equal, there is no way to have no secret group to secretly get over. Get that? So, if we are what we are, that's all that matters. Equal. That's all that matters. We gotta stop separating the two. We do it a lot and we say, oh, no, no, everybody, no, no, how do we believe it? We don't treat everybody like it. What does it mean to you to be African? They told me they weren't. And they say, well, I'm Jamaican. I asked them before your conqueror gave you your island's name, do you think they rolled down the sea saying, yo, 2 to Jamaica. Yo, 400 to Cuba. No, they didn't give a fuck where they sent any of you niggas.